Blog Talk Radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Carroll's Corner MMA Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Carroll. This show is brought to you by MyMMAnews.com, your number one source for MMA news. To call into the show and ask Jamie Butcher some questions or myself, dial 323-870-4011. So be sure to call in with some questions. Tonight, we're joined by our special guest, Jamie Butcher. And Jamie, I guess we can hop right in. Tell us about your fight coming up on April 9th at Jackhammer Promotions.
Sure. I'm fighting on a packed undercard, main event. I don't know why I said undercard. Main event that has a great undercard, but the main event is really the main focus for me. It's a international bout between Team USA and Team England.
Awesome, awesome. And you said you're on the main event. Who's the opponent that you're taking on? Do you know?
Yes, her name is Rachel Ball. She has actually fought a teammate of mine before a couple years back. While I wasn't personally there, I heard some good things that she's a tough cookie.
Awesome, awesome. Now, this is a K-1 fight, correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. I've seen you fight a few times at ACC on the fighting in K-1 rule. You have excellent reach, great kicks. Tell us a little bit about how you got into fighting, and is K-1 going to be the only direction you stay in, or are you going to plan to move to MMA? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I started like a lot of fighters did in more of a traditional martial art. I did kind of a karate kempo blend for a while, and honestly, I went to a live fight for the first time, and I was like, this is awesome, this is amazing, you know, I gotta get in this. So that's kind of how I got started kickboxing, and I'm really enjoying it, and I'm enjoying fleshing out my stand-up game, and I am working on my ground game. Obviously, you know, technique and getting good on the ground and, you know, getting from a striker's mentality to an MMA fighter's mentality takes a good amount of time. So I'm really kind of going through the motions at this point and taking my time to give it the due process that it deserves and learn. But, you know, MMA is possible in my future at this point.
So you're fighting on the English Invasion. Is that the name? That's the name of the card, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's Jackhammer's promotion on April 9th, that's Sunday. Tell us a little bit about this English Invasion. I heard this is the second time they're doing it. You're on Team USA, so fighters from this area. Tell us a little bit more about the card itself and the promotion.
Yeah, well, Jackhammer Promotions, they do fights, I think, every 3 or 4 months or so down at Mulcahy's in Wantagh. If you're from the Long Island area, you should know that bar. It's quite well known. But they do a great job. You know, it's a real intimate show, kind of bar atmosphere. You're right up there next to the ring, which is nice for the audience members. But in regards to this particular card, they're bringing in, I think, 3 or 4 fighters from England, and they're, you know, flying them all the way out and kind of really going out of their way to make this big international bout, which is exciting for me. This will be only the second time that I'm going to be competing on an international stage. So it's, you know, it steps everything up enough, just that one more step. You know, fighting local fighters is fantastic. Local fighters are great. Local fighters put it all on the line. But when you're having someone who's, you know, got literally nothing to lose, they're flying across the country, they're coming over, and, you know, what's the big deal if they win or lose? You know, it's kind of adds that extra step of pressure.
Now that these guys are women, the competitors are coming over from the other side of the pond, how much pressure is on you in the main event and fighting someone from another country to kind of represent your country and kind of learn to where I guess your skill level is at an international level. How much pressure is on you for this?
You know, to me, it's kind of two sides of the coin. On one side, I'm kind of laughing to myself, like, gosh, there, you know, I'm going to be representing Team USA. What are they thinking? And then on the other side, I'm like, you know, this is an incredible opportunity, and I'm really grateful to be able to represent Team USA and fight alongside these other very talented fighters from New York and Long Island area.
Awesome. And so how's training been going? Tell us a little bit about insight of your training. How have you been preparing for this event?
Training is great. I know I'm probably going to sound insane, but I love training camps. They're the type of terrible that, you know, makes me wake up in the morning and want more. You know, I do a lot of everything, to be honest with you. I do a lot of conditioning. I do a lot of strength and cardio training, and I'd say it's probably about 40-60, 40 strength and cardio specific training, and then 60%, you know, functional kickboxing. I get some grappling and MMA rounds in there too, you know, specific fight training.
Now, how many fights have you fought before this? What's your record currently?
I've fought, let's see, I think at this point I'm 99% sure I'm 6-2. Yes, 6-2. I'm going to go with that.
Okay, awesome. So
it's been a while since I counted.
Fight, you're focused on the fight. I get that. So with your fight coming up, do you have like a game plan going in? Like, especially, I don't know, have you seen any footage of your opponents?
I have not seen footage of my opponent at this point. I'm really going on what other people have told me about her, but she will be the first opponent that I'm fighting who is going to be taller than me. And from what I understand, from what some people have told me, is that she is more of a technically skilled fighter than some of the previous opponents that I've had. Not that my previous opponents weren't skilled, but, you know, from a stylistic point of view, essentially everyone I've fought at this point has, you know, really tried to come in hard and maybe brawl a little bit, not that much, or, you know, kind of keep the pressure on and have a sort of hyper-aggressive strategy. From what I understand, she is much more of a technical fighter and will be using her range a lot differently than what I've been used to. So I've been preparing a lot for, you know, kind of fighting in a more intelligent and deceptive way.
Okay. Now, being a kickboxer who's looking to transition to MMA, is there any, I guess, kickboxing fight pro fighters or MMA fighters that you kind of look up to and kind of maybe model your game after a little bit?
Oh my gosh, there's too many to count. I do, in my camp training, I do train with a good amount of pro MMA fighters right now. Matt Almies from upstate New York. Alex Simprep is also from upstate New York. They both just recently turned pro. They're doing great. On Long Island, I really enjoy getting kickboxing rounded with Jenny Nadell from Longo Weidman. She's she's awesome. She's always giving awesome rounds.
Now, I'm assuming you have teammates with the Team USA event coming up. What has it been like, I guess? Are you training with those individuals, or are you guys all still staying in your own gyms and training camps?
You know, at this point, we've all been training segregated. I'm actually not even full-time on Long Island. You know, I'm traveling back and forth because I'm doing a graduate degree at a school that's about 3.5-4 hours away. So that's fun. But from what I understand, there's a lot more incentive now to spar together and, you know, kind of increase functional training together.
And you just mentioned that you're in school. I know last time I tried to coordinate with you, was difficult because you were in the middle of a semester. Tell us about how you're juggling school and training and preparing for this fight with doing a master's degree. That's not easy.
Yeah, it's I gotta say, from the time perspective, it's not easy. Basically, my entire life is wake up, train, do my school and lab work, and then train, and then sleep, and then wake up, train. It gets kind of repetitive, but I enjoy it. I really do. It gives me a different kind of motivation to go through my day.
Okay. What is your, if you're seeking a master's degree in, what's your bachelor's degree and future master's degree in?
I have a bachelor's in biochemistry, and I'm seeking a master's degree in biochemistry and public health.
Okay. So you're not just bronze, your brains too.
I don't know about
So you have something to fall back on as a career if you don't go as far as you'd like to in training. What is it exactly? What are your goals in fighting? What do you got lined up for yourself?
At this point, I'm really focusing on getting better, I'm one of those kind of people who likes to focus on the present and, really kind of live in the moment. I have goals. I have a couple of goals I'd really like to get to, including, competing in MMA and possibly turning pro in the near future. We're working towards that. But for me, end term goals, I think what I really enjoy is science behind training and fighters in general. And I'd like to stay within the realm of competition sports, but maybe be on either the fighting side or more of a functional side, statistical analysis or nutritional analysis, that sort of thing.
Okay, so I don't know if you're real familiar with Chris Algieri, professional boxer. He's from Pacquiao. He's from Long Island. He went to St.
Right.
Anthony's, Stony Brook, and he has a nutrition degree. And he's one of those guys who kind of he's using his degree in his boxing, and now he's helping Jacobs who's fighting Triple G. So that's kind of something you want to form into, kind of like use your degree in fighting and then push it forward.
Ideally, I would love that. Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool that people we're seeing that more and more in the sport. It's evolving quickly, and we're getting away from like backyard brawlers, and now we're having well-educated people fighting, which is awesome. So tell us what gym you train out of, and how long you've been there.
I train out of Journey Martial Arts on in Port Jefferson Station on Long Island, and I also train out of Five Element Mixed Martial Arts in Binghamton, New York. I've been with Five Element going on 2 years now, and I've been training at Journey's, oh gosh, just over 2 years in kickboxing, but in traditional martial arts, I've been training under that system for about, oh gosh, maybe 13 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you've been in this for a long time. What made you get into it?
Into martial arts.
Yeah. What kind of drew you into the sport?
To be honest with you, I didn't want to lose to my brother, and he had joined, and I was like, you know what? If you can do it, I can do it. And then he quit, and I said, if he's gonna quit, I've got at least left one more month than him, and then one more month just kept going on.
That's funny. So a little sibling rivalry is what got you into the sport.
Oh
But,
yeah, I wasn't gonna let him win.
how tall are you? I inside the cage, you look like you're a lot taller than your opponents.
I'm 5'8".
Oh, okay. And you're
I think the
okay.
tallest.
All right. And what weight class do you fight at again?
Typically, I fought at 115, but I've also fought at 125.
And now, when you're going down to 115 or 125, Easily, obviously, 125 is a little bit easier to get to, but do you cut a lot of weight, or is it a struggle when you're getting down there?
You know, I'm one of those people who I've really grown to enjoy the the science behind weight cutting. I find I don't cut a lot of body weight really until the end. Maybe for 115, I'll usually cut maybe 5 pounds of body weight and then like 8 or 9 pounds of water. And for 125, I usually cut 6, 7, 8 pounds of water weight. So it's really not too big of a process for me. I'm always trying to keep my weight in check, of course, but I don't stress the body weight loss too much.
Awesome. And tell us a little bit, I guess, you're talking about you're at two different gyms. I guess tell us who your coaches are and what it's like training in two different gyms. And are their styles very different, or do they teach you a lot of different things, or is it very similar? And that's why you're at those two different gyms since you're traveling back and forth.
You know, it's interesting. In the beginning, it was kind of like, honestly, a little bit confusing because you know, with every gym, you've got a certain period of adjustment that, you know, you've got to get used to this person. This is what they want, and this is how they're, you know, this is their vernacular for this technique, and it's a little bit different in every area. So, of course, every time I go back and forth, you know, there's always a slight period of adjustment for me. But, you know, I've come to this point where it's kind of like I'm able to kind of take in all of the techniques that both gyms are teaching me, and then we're really adapting at this point which ones are the best for me. So it's interesting for me because I get kind of to pick from a wide variety and then narrow that down for what's really working for me well.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. I think it's pretty sweet that you're training at two different gyms. It sounds like you're doing a ton of traveling because Port Jeff's is quite a ways out there on Long Island. So you're hiking from all the way upstate. And I guess, who are your coaches? I'm not really familiar with the gyms. I've heard of Journey MMA. Tell us a little bit more about your coaches.
Sure. My primary coach is Steven Ventimiglia. He's once you meet him, you won't forget him. He's got a voice and a face you won't forget. I promise you that. I also train with Clayton Johnson, who is the owner of Journeys. And upstate here, I train with Colin Madison, and he's the head instructor of Five Element.
Excellent. Awesome. That's pretty cool. So for those of you who are maybe tuning in, we're talking to Jamie Butcher. She's fighting at April 9th, English Invasion 2. You're the main event, and Jamie's 6-2 currently, looking for a 7th victory, and in K1 kickboxing, for those of you who aren't sure. Jamie, are you on social media often? I know you on Facebook. I was asking you the other day if I had your correct spelling of your name, and you said for whatever reason Facebook won't change it for you. They're being pains. But I guess tell anyone who's listening, fans, how they could find you on social media.
Well, you know, as I'm sure you know from my Facebook page, I have a strange apostrophe in my name, which is has not been able to be shaken from from my Facebook profile. But if you go through my MMA news or Kyle Carroll, or if you just look for Jamie Butcher, I'll pop up there eventually. I'm kind of hidden away a little bit, but I'm there. Don't worry.
Awesome, awesome. And on Instagram, if that's not like just a private account, how could fans maybe find you on there?
I made both of these accounts before I ever thought I was going to be in the public eye, so I've got an interesting Instagram name as well, but it's I_Ken_Hat. And I post, you know, training stuff, I post nutrition stuff, I post life stuff on there, you know, everything's kind of on there. So if you're interested in seeing any of that, definitely go check me out.
Excellent. So I guess tell us a little bit more about yourself when you're not training, when you're not in school, crushing the textbooks. What do you do in your free time, when you're relaxing and hanging out?
Well, you know, being a Long Island native, you know, I spend a lot of time in the ocean, as you can imagine. I spend a lot of time kayaking. I just love to get outside, you know, even when I'm not training for a fight camp or, you know, going into hardcore training. I love to stay active and I love to get myself in the water or run up the dunes or, you know, just kind of immerse myself in the environment that we're lucky to be living around.
Yeah, that's for sure. Long Island has, I think, nearly everything you possibly can think to offer: lakes, the oceans, beaches, camping, hiking, the city. I agree that Long Island has almost everything you can think of. Well, what town are you native to?
To Port Jeff, actually, yeah.
Oh, Port Jeff, okay, which is a beautiful little town. For those of you who haven't been out there, it's got the ferries up to Connecticut and all that. Fun stuff out there, and the bars and a bunch of little shops and stuff. Nice little area. Jamie,
I see how it is, Kyle. You're going straight from the ferry to the bars, huh?
that's yeah, to watch the fight. I gotta get to the bar to watch the fight. especially with St. Patrick's Day coming up, we gotta get ready for that.
Oh, you gotta get ready, that's for sure.
You're talking about eating healthy with the way you do, the chemistry you're using. You want to get into dietitian and all that. You post the stuff on your Instagram. Do you live by like a strict diet? Like, 'cause you said it wasn't real hard for you to cut weight. What's your diet like?
Yeah, so I'd say 375 days a year, I eat pretty clean anyway. I do eat a vegan, whole food, plant-based diet, so I don't eat like dairy or animal products or anything like that. So that's helped a lot in my weight fluctuation. You know, I realize it's not for everyone, and I'm not saying that, you know, every fighter should be vegan, but I found that it helps me a lot, just maintaining my weight off season as well.
No, I know, not like, I have friends who are vegans, but they haven't been a vegan that long. How long have you been living by that lifestyle? Has it been nearly almost all your life, or just a few years?
A couple years now. I've been vegetarian for, I'd say, probably about going on 10 years now, and vegan for going on 5. So I'm getting up there. So I'm still a baby, but I'm getting up
Oh,
there.
yeah. Well, I know a lot of like fighters look to do that, especially around fight time, because the way
Yeah.
your body reacts. I guess I know one of the hardest things for a lot of people is kind of finding vegan places and trying to learn how to place you give to someone who's just starting out doing that.
Well, interestingly enough, I have a friend who just decided to go vegan because she wants to fight, and she's got, you know, 40 pounds to drop, so she's really interested in
Oh,
doing
wow.
that. But yeah, she's got a ways to go, but she's gonna do great, and she's already lost like 20 pounds or something crazy like that. But
That's
you know what
awesome.
I told her was really just keep it whole. You know, if you're used to eating like a steak, potatoes, and a salad, you know. Still do your potatoes and a salad, and you know, change one or two things up slowly, and introduce new whole foods as much as you can in your diet, you know. And it's really, I mean, at this point, I've been doing it so long that I understand that it's difficult, but for me, it's really just trying to find the most simple form of a food, you know, the less refined form of a food as I can, and just eating tons of it, tons of whole veggies and whole fruits and legumes and seeds like that. So.
Okay. Now, was it tough when you first started doing, like, kind of making a shopping list? Was there a lot of things you like have to figure out what you like and didn't like, or recipes to like kind of make something that you would like?
Yeah, you know, when I first started, I thought that I had to make every meal like a huge production, you know, like I had to go all out and, you know, spend like 3 hours cooking because that's the only way it would taste good, and like do all that stuff. And I have played around with tons of different recipes, and tried different things, and it's so much fun to me. But at this point, especially being as busy as I am, I tend to just kind of throw things together, and as long as it's not terrible, you know, I'll eat it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that's one of the that's funny that you said it, because I see a lot of people like, oh, I'm going vegan, and then all of a sudden you see on Instagram there they have like this crazy shopping list and the cart's full, and they got like you said, a whole
yeah.
big production. But you know, it's interesting that you said that. It's awesome. I think it's good advice for someone who's starting out. You don't have to go nuts right away, and try to ease into it. So,
yeah, I mean, you see some people who go all out, you know.
Yeah, they go all out nuts for it, that's for sure. Now, have you noticed, like, maybe a decline in injuries since going vegan, or is there anything that relates to injuries? Or
I would say
I
tend to recover from, like, bangs and bruises. Everyone gets bangs and bruises, but I tend to recover from them fairly quickly. And I found that since going vegan, my like recovery time for high intensity cardio is reduced a lot. So I think that's probably, you know, you eat a lot of meats, you get a lot of sulfur containing amino acids. That's just a lot more inflammation that your body, it's not a bad thing, you know, in short amounts, but it does slow you down.
Now, after a kickboxing fight or a K1 fight, how does it feel? Like, how does your body feel? Because I've seen you in the cage, and you're whipping your legs, and you're cracking across these people's legs and knees and heads and chests. I'm sure they're hurting just as much as maybe your legs are. What do you do for recovery afterwards?
You know, it's interesting that you say that. To be honest with you, my first fight, I walked out of that the next day. I was sore as anything. You know, I'm sure many fighters have the same experience. You know, I was like, how the heck am I going to lift my arms up today? What the heck is this? You know, since then, especially in my last like 4 or 5 fights, to be perfectly honest with you, I've woken up the next day and gone training. You know, I haven't walked away from a fight with an injury or really feeling crazy drained in probably over a year.
That's awesome. I don't think many fighters or people could actually say that. That's awesome. Now, do you have a routine?
It's interesting. Maybe I should be.
No, you know,
that's
awesome that you're able to stay that healthy. And I hope, knock on wood, hopefully you continue to stay that healthy. But what is I just had a busting train of thought. What is your routine of leading up to the fights, and how do you prepare, like, just around weight cut day and weigh-ins, and then the day after weigh-ins and fight day?
Well, I usually training, you know, I've peaked probably two weeks out, so my 2 weeks before my fight, I usually, you know, coast down from there. And then I'd say two days before weigh-ins is when I really start hard cutting my calories. I only consume liquid calories, that sort of thing. My salt is going down. I'm drinking tons of water, and then I cut it off. It's, you know, pretty much every fighter does to cut their water weight. And then after I weigh in, I usually go and eat some sort of glucose that's easy to digest, like pears or fruit. I stick to a lot of fruits, especially when I'm just starting to refuel my body after that. And then I just load up on some slow digesting carbs, proteins, lots of greens, and I keep it clean, you know, until after the fight. I keep it as clean as I can. And it usually works out pretty well for me.
That's awesome. Jamie, wish you the best of luck in your fight on April 9th at English Invasion 2 and Jackhammer Promotions in Mulcahy's Pub on Wantagh. So make sure you guys check it out. I'm going to post all the information on MyMMAnews.com. Jamie, we're going to have to get you on CageDenMMA.com on Sundays. So thank you for coming on. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
was awesome. It was a pleasure talking to you. I look forward to seeing your fight. Thank you for coming on, and have a good one, Jamie.
Yes, sir. You too.
Thank you.